We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And good morning. Welcome to the broadcast. Good to be back with you. I'm beginning today's program in a very odd note. Because in a sense, we're kind of going back, but we're really going forward. And you'll understand when I communicate these ideas. I've had a lot of time to think these past few days for reasons I won't go into right now. And it comes to foundations. Much of what dominates our conversation, and all you have to do is look at social media, it's politics. It's the presidential contest. It's the really ridiculous, stupid comments from billionaire Mike Bloomberg, which we will also get to. But again, I keep coming back to the core things that really matter. It's scary to me that I do not remember. In fact, I didn't bring it with me today. The book that I'm reading that is addressing so many myths that we have bought into in our modern society. The one chapter I just finished talks about the disparities economically between races. And some of this has been covered by other people like Walter Williams and Thomas Sowell. But do you know what the main factor is? And I don't want to give too much away, although I'd strongly encourage you to read the book anyway. But at the core of much of this, the problems that ail our country, fatherlessness. That's at the root of it. So you're wondering, why would I start here? Because this all begins with the family. If we're concerned about the future, we're concerned about making real and lasting change, we will address the family. Otherwise, all we're doing is dealing with symptoms. Symptoms. And you know that foundational relationship for family begins with that couple relationship, husband and wife. Not politically correct to say in this day and age, but that's the starting place. I came across a story that just absolutely moved me because there are so many elements in this story that are just right on the money. Because one of the significant details about this story and how this man is still impacting lives, it's significant that the man in this story is dead. And he's still having an impact. Here's the story. This man, who happens to be from Kentucky, passed away in 2012. But he did something before he died to make sure that his wife would always know just how much he loved her. For over 8 years, Rich Cox has had a floral arrangement delivered to his wife for her birthday and Valentine's Day, which are a day apart. When Tracy got the first flower delivery, a year after Rich had passed, she was in shock over what her husband had arranged. Keep in mind, he's dead. He had arranged for flowers. Tracy told reporters, "It was really emotional. It was sad, but also happy at the same time because I just knew he'd always be with me." But the flower deliveries did not stop after 2013. They continued every year after that, each with a new note attached to the bouquet. This year's delivery said, "Happy birthday, Valentine's Day, love, Rich." The messages change each time, but the love remains constant. "Tracy, even though you can't see me, I'm always here. I love you, love, Rich." That's the 2018 note. Tracy describes her husband of 26 years as a caring, loving, and emotional man, the kind of man that would give her flowers just because. Every time I get them, it really brings back a lot of emotions and joyful tears. Really brings back all the memories we were able to make together. Rich was 53 when he lost his battle to throat cancer. Tracy is 63, lives in Georgetown, Kentucky. I have a relative who lives in that same town. Tracy's daughter, Bethany, said her dad told her and her three siblings about his secret plans. We don't know exactly how it's done, but we do know they won't stop anytime soon. Bethany said she wasn't surprised her dad told her about his plans because that's just the type of person he was. He's literally the role model of a man that every woman wants to find, a true love story. Tracy said if she could tell Rich one thing right now, it would be that she's thankful for everything he did during their life together and continues to do for her. Is that not moving, John? My goodness, years after his death. This goes to so many issues of planning ahead, of thinking ahead, of a consciousness of someone else in the face of your own demise. It can be so easy, and I'm sure as this guy is in his final months, days, hours of life, it could be so easy to be preoccupied with yourself and your own suffering and trials. This man was thinking about his wife. Let me bring this back further, and it's appropriate I share with you as well. This man not only sharing these messages for Valentine's Day that continue, who knows for how long. But there's some social media posts I also want to share to kind of wrap up this same message. Sarah says this, I've seen some pretty whiny posts from single people trying to garner sympathy. It's a terrible thing to be lonely, but single people aren't the only lonely ones. It's just frowned upon to broadcast when you're unhappily married or in a relationship that's in trouble. So deep breath in honor of the silent sufferers. Happy I'm married, but my spouse doesn't care about me or about celebrating Valentine's Day. There are a lot of married people crying over their keyboards as they see all the joy and the love they currently don't have. I say currently. I'm not saying I'm there. But in the 10 years I've been married, I've been there. So keep heart and keep faith. Keep on. The Bible says, let marriage be held in honor by all. And that applies to unhappy as well as happy ones. So if you're unhappily married, give yourself an extra big hug, pat on the back, because you deserve it. And it's biblical to do so. Say a prayer about your marriage and maybe ask a friend to pray with you and trust you'll receive peace and direction from God. That is from Sarah. Also this. Well, I'm going to save these last two because I don't want to rush the rhythm. Now, again, I'm not a person who's big into days, calendar events, that sort of thing, because I'm more concerned about the substance of what we are building for every day. And one of these is going to drive this home very, very well coming up. Stay with us. And I mentioned we'll have a couple of additional thoughts post-Valentine's. Let's go out to Russ, though. First, Indian Trail. Good morning, Russ.
Hi, Vince. I'm going to go against you. I think that's one of the cruelest things anybody could ever do to someone.
You think that's cruel?
Yes. 10 years from now, what if she's gotten on with her life, is remarried?
I've heard that.
Again, and all of a sudden keeps getting these flowers from a dead husband. What's the new husband going to think?
That is kind of odd. In fact, another texter says here, that flower thing is creepy.
Yeah,
so are you making such a big deal out of this?
I'm sorry. When I have passed on, and this is one of those things that I believe, and I know you have your faith focus Friday, but when I'm one of those that believes that when we have passed on, we have gone on to the glory of God.
Yes.
And we've left this earth behind. I'm not
Absolutely.
Looking down on the earth. I'm not thinking about it. I'm in the glory of God.
Amen. I'm there with you. I am there with you.
to do this to that woman, I mean, and I have it on a bit of a personal. I have a younger brother who passed away from a brain aneurysm.
Mm.
And it was about 10 years ago, and his widow has finally found someone, and her life is together, and she's a very happy woman. But it doesn't mean that she loves my brother any less.
Right, absolutely.
But you want to get on with living on this earth.
Absolutely. And here's the important point, and I think the key thing you have to remember is this wife appreciates that. It continues to be a blessing to her. And I suppose at some point, if somebody else enters the picture, it might feel a little different at that stage. But I certainly respect and appreciate your perspective, Russ, because you're not alone. Others have communicated the same. I want to share these final thoughts that really struck me as they were communicated post-Valentine's Day, actually on the day of and afterwards. Beginning here with Jonathan Gentry, who has been on this program before. This is a pretty, let's just say, spicy post. So brace yourselves. Why is it so many upset, salty females on my newsfeed mad about Valentine's Day, though? What did this day do to you, ladies? Maybe if you introspect and ask yourself, why do you keep dating these broke, Tinder reject, fly-by-night, goat-mouth, Popeye's chicken sandwich-eating beta males? Valentine's Day didn't do anything to you, ladies. It's interesting. You're mad about Valentine's Day, but not at yourself for the broke, manipulative, parasite men you're sleeping with every month. Some of you females have settled for less. For so long, you don't know how it feels to be treated right. I pray you find the right person. You keep looking and giving validation to men who aren't valid. You keep dating men. They can't even provide for themselves. They get around you and manipulate you to call them the man of the house. It's 2020, sis. Change your choices and circle and figure out who you're sleeping with and why. It'll change your life. That is from Jonathan. And this, and I think this is kind of a universal message to us all. This person just got back from the grocery store, picking up burgers to grill. So many men, just aimlessly wandering around, staring at anything that had a heart on it, wondering which candy to buy. Are these flowers dead? It was pathetic. Ladies, put an end to this ridiculous holiday. Find a man who treats you like it's Valentine's Day every day and let February 14th just be another day. I love this post. This was my favorite one from Valentine's Day. It really was. And I think this is universal for all of us. I made a commitment in the past few months. I am not going to waste my time around anybody. And this goes beyond dating, relationships. This is just period. I'm not going to waste my time on energy on people who just don't care. It's really not complicated. I do a lot of counseling. And one of the things that's striking to me is how many people will put up with ridiculous nonsense. And I'm talking about people who are not even married. And they're in long-term relationships with people that are just profoundly inert. They're not engaged. They're not loving. They're not relating. They're not bringing anything into the relationships. They are parasites. There are some of you within the sound of my voice. You've been in a situation like this forever. But you think it's compassion. It's kind to stay. No, it's not. It's abuse. It's abuse of you. And frankly, you are enabling that other person. Stop it. Make a commitment today. You're not going to do this anymore. I don't care if it's economics. I don't care if it's sex. Whatever it is you think you're getting. Build for your life, not for an event. Don't be focused on events. Don't be focused on how things are going to look to other people. Screw that. Think about how healthy you really are. And is this person a benefit, a blessing? Do they make you better? And if not, run. I'm not talking about a marriage. That's another subject. There's counseling. There's other things to pursue unless there's abuse going on. My appeal is, for this reason, if we don't get this right, especially the marriage relationship, there's nothing else that will be built upon that that will be worth having. And I say this because so many of the ills that we're talking about and so many things politicians are talking about trying to fix, they will not fix, because the fix begins with a marriage relationship and a healthy family. That's the starting place. And if we can begin specializing in that, I have such better hope that we can begin tackling these other things. Let's go out to Rockingham, a call from Johnny. Good morning, Johnny.
Hey, Vince. On the note about the man sending the flowers, who's to say that he may have the flowers stop if he knows that she got married? Whoever, if she gets married, don't send the flowers no more.
You think there may be a secret informant somewhere who's going to pass along that message? For a second there, I was wondering whether you thought he could do something beyond the grave, and then we were going to have another conversation. But
I don't know how it all went about, if he went and paid for him, or if he's got somebody that goes up there and does it for him every year, that crossed my mind.
That's pretty good there. Thanks for your call there, Johnny. Another deep thinker. He's considered these things. There may be mechanisms in place to stop this if somebody else enters the picture. If the guy already thought the other part through, he may have well have thought of the other angle of this too, which is pretty clever. Vince, the post about Valentine's every day is great. This is how I view Thanksgiving. I'm as thankful as I can be every single day, and I don't need to be reminded in November. Keep up the good work. Thank you. 32 years of marriage, my husband only gave me one bouquet of flowers. I told him they were beautiful, but next time I would like. Is this a root ball attached to my roses? You should see my roses. Ah. Pretty interesting. And we have this. Man, I feel like I need to pay you for the hour. Can we please stick to the news? I love it. And news we will talk about, including the Boy Scouts, some breaking news that happened overnight. Isn't it interesting how these bankruptcies so often, they're filed overnight? There's a reason for that. We'll talk about the Boy Scouts and go into the latest developments on Michael Bloomberg. He's going to be part of the next round of debates. And there's some uncomfortable audio and video of him that we will share as we continue. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know, what we're watching is, you know, I've talked about the importance of establishing, maintaining, building the family. And what we're watching is, as that disintegrates, everything else, all the institutions that are really important to kind of supplement the role of families, it's all also coming apart as well. How long have we watched venerable organizations like the Boy Scouts of America that have really stood strong and they've been healthy? Something happened somewhere. Overnight, they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. What's killed them? Decades of sexual abuse claims. within the organization. This petition basically halts the hundreds of lawsuits BSA is facing that allege sexual misconduct by people within this organization over the years. These settlements they've already made, they've strained the Boy Scouts' finances, with states passing laws last year so victims from long ago can sue for damages. One attorney whose firm was representing 300 victims in New York as of last April said the bankruptcy would be bigger in scale than any other sex abuse bankruptcy. Think about that for a moment. Think about what we've seen within the Catholic Church, for instance, and to hear that this is going to be bigger than that. That's what this lawyer believes. This lawyer says you're talking about thousands of perpetrators. Thousands. Thousands. He's represented more than 300 Boy Scout victims in 34 states. You're talking about tens of thousands of victims. This will be the largest bankruptcy the country has ever seen and likely one of the largest corporate bankruptcies. This is, in many ways, it's heartbreaking. Because, again, it's so unnecessary. What will end up happening here is a victim's compensation trust will be set up during the bankruptcy process that will provide equitable compensation to the victims. The statement from the Boy Scouts of America, the BSA deeply cares about all victims of abuse, sincerely apologizes to anyone who was harmed during their time in scouting. We're outraged that there have been times when individuals took advantage of our programs to harm innocent children. While we know nothing can undo the tragic abuse victims suffered, we believe the Chapter 11 process with a proposed trust structure will provide equitable compensation to all victims while maintaining the BSA's important mission. That's, I mean, let's just be honest, that's shot to hell. I saw a post from a friend of mine who was involved in the Boy Scouts for quite some time, and they've now joined another organization. And they look with sadness upon this because of some of the recent progressive policies this organization has adopted. And there's no accident here. This is why. It's quite unfortunate to see the demise of an organization that really served so many so well for so long. Fred in Rock Hill, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well, sir.
From someone that was on the council of the Boy Scouts of America for a number of years, that's just a small part of it. I remember 20 years ago, 25 years ago, they started talking about the three M's of scouting: money, manpower, and membership. And they stressed it in that order, that those were the most important things of scouting. And it's not. It's values.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said it repeatedly that Boy Scouts of America, I did not leave them. They left me.
Wow.
There's a difference. There's a major difference. My values have not changed. Theirs have.
Yep.
And I hate to see such a great organization that I still truly believe in go down the toilets.
Yeah, it is quite sad.
And when money becomes your God, things fall. It doesn't matter whether that's a church, whether that's an organization like Boy Scouts, or whether it's any organization. Money has become their God.
My goodness.
And I hate to say that. I really do. It hurts me to say it.
Fred, you are right on the money. And by the way, I was going to share this as part of our Transformation Tuesday segment or Faith Focus Friday. But my friend Steve Crosby posted this. Sacred cows make a lot of noise on their way to slaughter, especially when money and ego are the names of the cows.
Well, it's just, like I said, I still believe in the organization. There's no doubt in my mind. I still believe in it. It's just,
you believe in the values that the organization used to hold to.
The old saying in Boy Scouts, we used to repeat it constantly. It is far better to build boys than to mend men.
Yes.
And I hadn't heard that actually said out loud in a long time.
That explains a lot, Fred. I do appreciate your call. Thanks very much for sharing your own personal story. Because, again, this gets to the heart of the point that I've been making, doesn't it? Let's talk about Michael Bloomberg, who has now qualified to participate in the next debate. And he made some very unfortunate for him remarks that are now coming back to bite him in the rear end. The impact of this remains to be seen. We'll share these probably after the break. Let's first go out to a call from Dean in Fort Mill. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning. I ask you, you know, I keep looking at this election, and you're just talking about Bloomberg. I sort of don't see how Bernie Sanders can lose. I think he's going to win no matter what.
You mean that you're referring to the primary?
I think the election also.
Really?
Well, yes, there aren't elections won and lost in a thin little group of, you know, it's not the majority, it's that little bit. And if you put up that all those people that hate Trump, and then you put him with all those people that hate rich people and feel that, you know, they're not paying their fair share.
But Bloomberg is one of those rich people.
Pardon?
Why would you reward actually Bernie Sanders, who's one of those rich people?
Well, I'm going to take it away from all the other rich people.
Oh, because he's perfectly comfortable with taking away from others. That makes sense. We have a horrible reception with your call, Dean. Let's hopefully talk with you again sometime. But you've made an interesting point. The question is, how far is this form of populism and demagoguery going to go? Is it going to actually accomplish its desired means? Time will tell. Mike in Pageland, got about a minute here. Mike?
Yeah. I see it as wondering about Charlotte and their participation to have refuge for LBGDQ, XYZ, whatever they are. And these guys are grooming little boys to be gay.
You're talking about the Boy Scouts.
Yes.
So you think that's what's happened here, that unfortunately there's been a lack of accountability and along the way, some people, nefarious people, have been involved in the Boy Scouts, unfortunately.
But he is assisting them with giving them a free rein to add to their pride, the gay people, add to their pride, add to the ability for them to have contact with little boys.
Unfortunately, this has been an opportunity for them. Quite unfortunate. Stay with us. We'll talk about Michael Bloomberg. Over on the text line, this Boy Scouts thing, it makes me so mad. The LGBTQ crowd cries homophobia while they're actually deflecting their own vile, sick desires. I think I will not share the rest of this, because it's not appropriate for air. Also, this, think about it. Boy Scout stands for American Wholesome Activities That Grow a Boy into a Man. Men are bad. Men are the enemy. They've been infiltrated, and the radicals won. Yeah, isn't that interesting? I mean, it's not politically correct to say this, but I'll tell you this. If you do not have healthy manhood, you don't have healthy manhood. Forget about doing anything of substance in this world. I'm serious about that. And you've had the so-called feminist agenda that has really been a war on manhood, a war on masculinity. And what they've tried to do is basically castrate everything that is connected to manhood. Well, congratulations. And then these same women will complain, I can't find a man. Seriously. Because the truth is, if they're women of any substance, they don't want any of these mamby-pamby beta males. When push comes to shove, they want a man, not a boy. Just blows my mind. BSA's financial bankruptcy, logical extension of its moral bankruptcy. The problem started many years ago when it changed from being an organization to being a politically correct corporation run by people with limited or no scouting experience and began compromising the core values of scouting. Yep, this is how it works. Let's talk about Mr. Michael Bloomberg. You know, when you have recordings, they're a blessing and a curse. Enables you to preserve something that is worth preserving and sharing it. And it really transcends time. I mean, it's, you know, I shared with you last week, one of my favorite musicians, Lyle Mays from the Pat Metheny Group, passed away last week. And the past few days, I've been watching a number of videos from the Pat Metheny Group and just, again, enjoying anew the music of Lyle Mays. It's timeless. But if you're a political candidate and you've got videos of things that are not so good, then you've got a problem because they will also live on for quite some time. Then you have some splaining to do. Like these comments that have been recovered on Michael Bloomberg's comments on two issues, one relating to farming and the other about technology. Let's listen up.
Think about it. The agrarian society lasted 3,000 years, and we could teach processes. I could teach anybody, even people in this room, so no offense intended, to be a farmer. It's a process. You dig a hole, you put a seed in, you put dirt on top, add water, up comes the corn. The information economy is fundamentally different. You have to have a different skill set. You have to have a lot more gray matter.
Okay, there's a lot there to digest. But can you imagine being a farmer and you're listening to this? I mean, think about it. You live in the heartland. Maybe you're a farmer yourself or you know farmers. Can you imagine the temerity of this idiot to basically presume to tell someone how to farm? But this is basically what the federal government has been doing, unfortunately, for decades. They know nothing about anything except for bureaucracy. But they're going to come and they're going to tell you how to do stuff. And obviously, as you know, this was profoundly condescending and insulting. Just throw a seed in the ground. Yeah, go ask these family farmers that are multi-generational family farmers how easy it is. Just throw a seed in the ground. I mean, really? And what is he implying about this technology society? Is he saying that, boy, you guys are really going to have to, you know, step it up? Because you don't have much cranial material to work with in the beginning. That seems to be what he's saying. You people are not too smart. And then we can talk about healthcare. Where have you heard this before? Where you have a concern about how to pay for everything. So you've got to do some, well, rationing of healthcare. Let's listen to what Michael Bloomberg had to say in a conversation with some folks in a discussion about the subject.
And all of these costs keep going up. Nobody wants to pay any more money. And at the rate we're going, healthcare is going to bankrupt us. So not only do we have a problem, it's going to bankrupt us. And we've got to sit here and say which things we're going to do and which things we're not. Nobody wants to do that. You know, you show up with prostate cancer. You're 95 years old. We should say, go and enjoy. Have an ice cream. Lead a long life. There's no cure. And you can't do anything. If you're a young person, we should do something about it. Society's not willing to do that yet. So we're going to bankrupt us, and we're not looking at...
So, I mean, think about this. 95 years old, you've got some form of cancer. Eh. You know, didn't Barack Obama say a similar thing years ago? Talked about, you know, it might be appropriate just to send somebody to hospice and give them some medication as opposed to providing them with the kind of medical care that they might need for a cure.
Death panels.
Exactly, John. This is not rocket science. It's supply and demand. And whenever you have the federal government that's involved in something, somehow the supply doesn't seem to meet the demand. You have questions about that? Talk to the folks in Argentina, where you're concerned about...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.